It's Friday, January 23rd, 2026, and you're listening to CoeyCast. Also, apparently it's handwriting day, which is hilarious because this entire episode was stitched together by robots while our actual handwriting looks like a ransom note. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Happy handwriting day to everyone who still owns a pen. Today we're talking about the infinite variance era getting real, like actually real, because Runway dropped Gen 4.5 and the image-to-video jump is spicy.
Yeah, Gen 4.5 is one of those releases where the vibe is less cool demo and more, oh, this can live inside a production workflow. Better motion realism, stronger character consistency, more controllable camera moves. For ad people, it's basically a new lever. Take one product still and crank out a bunch of viable video angles fast.
Okay, but Hunter, everyone on X is dunking on infinite variance. Like, congrats, you made a million ads and they all feel like AI confetti. Where's the line between smart iteration and just spamming the algorithm until it gives you pity clicks?
The line is intent. If you're generating variants because you don't know what you're trying to say, you're toast. But if you have a tight hypothesis like, is the hook about speed or status, then variants are science, not noise.
I agree, but people lie to themselves. They're like, we're testing, but really they're afraid to choose. Infinite variance becomes infinite avoidance.
Facts. The bottleneck moves from production to taste and decision-making. And approvals, and that one person in the Slack channel who's like, can we make it more epic? And suddenly every ad has a dramatic dolly zoom for a toothpaste launch.
Wait, toothpaste with an epic dolly zoom kind of slaps.
It does. For one ad. Not for your entire media plan.
So what's your consistency stress test? Like, what prompt exposes whether Gen 4.5 is actually stable or still a fancy glitch machine?
I do a simple identity torture test. Same character, same outfit, same environment. Then I force a camera move and an interaction. Something like a person holding a branded bottle, turns, places it on a table, camera arcs around, reflections visible, keep the label readable and unchanged.
Oh, the label test. Because the moment the logo turns into alien hieroglyphics, you're like, cool, we're still in the dream realm.
Exactly. Gen 4.5 is better at holding the scene together, but it's not bulletproof. You still need a human in the loop doing selection and maybe patching with edit tricks.
Okay, but let's talk workflow. If Runway makes cinematic cheap, what's the real choke point now? Because it's not we can't shoot it, it's like we can't decide what we stand for.
It becomes creative direction as a system. You need constraints, a brand motion Bible, a prompt library that's actually curated. Otherwise, you get creative entropy, where everything looks cool, but nothing looks like you.
Yeah, it's giving everyone use the same CapCut template, but for brand video. Like, hi, welcome to Same Face Cinematic Adland.
Totally. And zooming out, this week's pattern across the ecosystem is basically control surfaces. We've got video getting more controllable, audio becoming the driver, and open source music getting wired into real pipelines. It's less about one magical model and more about building a factory you can steer.
Speaking of audio driving, LTX Studio launching audio to video with lip sync and timing control is kinda wild. Because timing has been the big weakness. Like, okay, the visuals look decent, but the performance is off. The mouth is haunted, and the beat doesn't land.
LTX's pitch is basically, make the audio the source of truth. Dialogue, music, SFX, rhythm. Then generate video that obeys it, including lip motion, pacing, even emotion control.
Demos look shockingly good, but what are people complaining about?
The usual suspects. Uncanny mouth shapes on certain phonemes, timing drift over longer lines, emotion mismatch where the face is smiling but the voice is serious, and multi-character scenes can get weird when turn-taking is fast.
So would you trust it enough to skip shooting talking heads for a dialogue-led ad?
For some categories, yes, with guardrails. If it's a UGC-style founder message and your brand is already playful, you can get good enough pretty fast. If you're in a trust-heavy category, finance, health, anything sensitive, I'd be careful. Brand risky cringe is a real place, and it's closer than people think.
Exactly, like one uncanny lip moment and the comments are cooked. People are so trained to sniff out weirdness now. They don't need proof, they just need a vibe.
Here's the bigger shift. If 11 Labs is feeding voice and LTX is generating video from that, audio becomes the backbone of the creative workflow. Script to voice to video. That's a whole new pipeline.
Hold up, so who becomes obsolete first?
Obsolete is dramatic, but roles change. The person who just cuts footage together without creative judgment gets squeezed. Meanwhile, audio direction becomes more valuable, copywriting becomes more like performance writing, and the editor becomes a systems operator. Choosing takes, correcting timing, swapping shots, not manually animating every beat.
I love that. Audio as the control surface is also super mobile native. Like the way creators actually work, voice note an idea, generate the VO, then let the visuals conform. That's so TikTok-brained.
Totally. And then you add open source music into the mix. Heart Moolah is getting attention because it's open, it's integrated into comfy UI, and people are already talking about training LORAs.
Automation nerd catnip. But also copyright landmine speedrun.
Yep, the safe way to deploy it is boring but necessary. Treat it like a system that outputs drafts, not finals. Keep brand guidelines, avoid make it sound like prompts, track what you generate, where it's used, and have a policy for takedowns if something feels too close.
Also, don't train a brand LORA on artists you can't afford. Like, come on, signature is cool, we cloned a genre by scraping people is not the flex.
Exactly. The ethical line is provenance and intent. If you're building a vibe from legitimately licensed stems, in-house compositions, or properly cleared data, great. If you're doing cosplay of a living artist's fingerprint, you're begging for drama.
Okay, real talk. Runway Gen 4.5 plus LTX audio to video plus open music. Are we heading toward fully automated ad factories?
We're already there for certain use cases. The revolt won't be people hate AI ads. People already watch plenty of synthetic-looking stuff. The revolt is against sameness and manipulation. If everything becomes optimized sludge, audiences will tune out and platforms will counter-rotate with authenticity signals.
So the winning move is not more ads, it's more meaning. You use automation to get more shots on goal, but humans still pick the story and the vibe.
Exactly. Automation handles the grind, humans handle taste, truth, and restraint.
And handwriting, apparently, because it's handwriting day. Maybe go write a real sentence on paper just to prove you're still in charge.
I love that. Thanks for hanging with us on KoiCast. Subscribe if you want more of this chaos meets workflow energy, and check out koi.com/resources for AI news and updates.
Go make something good, not just a million versions of something mid. Catch you later.